COVID. Tired of hearing about it yet? The beginning phases feel like a lifetime ago. And as the days progress, being apart from family or missing out on what was once routine has become quite the tough pill to swallow. And never mind the many, many changes that have come to us parents. For many of us, parenting has entered a different and emotionally daunting phase. So, how has COVID-19 changed my parenting? Well, what first comes to mind is how much my controlling of emotions has really been put to the test. But you won't be hearing much from me in today's episode. We are actually going to be hearing from two other moms who share their own responses to the questions, how has COVID-19 changed or affected your parenting? And how has COVID-19 changed your gratitude towards things like your family, extended family, church family, going out, etc.? So, stay tuned for what I'm thinking may be part one of a two-part series called COVID-19, What's Happening to My Parenting? So before I introduce you to the first mom, I just want to say thank you to them so much for taking the time to respond to these questions. So what I did was I drew up a couple questions and I sent this out to a group of moms. And I said, hey, if any of you are interested in answering these questions and recording them so that I could add them to my podcast, like that'd be great. And a couple of them did, actually a few of them did. And I was really happy that they were willing to participate in this way. And so all that to say, I'm extending that invitation to you as well, the listeners. Mom, dad, if you feel like you would like to participate in future episodes, please, 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 I would love it. Send me a message. You're able to do so on the Anchor website. I believe on the app too, but I know on the website for sure. So yeah, I would love compiling different responses to different things, issues that we're all facing currently right now in 2020. So all right, let's get going. Our first mama we are going to be hearing from is Jamie. Jamie is married to her husband, Gus, and together they have a 6-year-old daughter. Jamie and I have been friends for what, over a decade now? I'm so happy to have her share her experiences with us today.
As strange as it may sound, COVID-19 has really affected my parenting in a positive way. Number one, I'm able to be with my daughter more. Because of the fact that I'm able to work from home during this time period. Working before going to work every day, it would cause me to be away from her for so many more hours than I would have liked to. And it was just a hustle and bustle. I would get home and it's a rush to spend some time with her, number one, because there was dinner to be made, there was dishes to be washed, there was a bedtime routine, there was everything that had to be done, and I was always so rushed. And COVID has really allowed me to slow down, to step back and reflect on my time with her, and just it's a blessing in the sense of I can wake up with her every morning, I can have breakfast with her, and we can have our worship in the morning and go for walks and do things that wouldn't have been possible if I were still working from the office. I've always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but for the time being, I need to work. And this has really just allowed me as a parent to slow down and to not be so rushed to get out of the house in the morning, to make it to work on time and rushed to get back home. It's allowed me and my husband both time to slow down and really focus more on our family and also on our spiritual lives, which takes me to my second point. It's allowed us to really evaluate our spiritual condition, not only his and mine, but also our daughter. While we did have prayer every day, while we did have our worship, it was lacking. It wasn't where it needed to be. We were lacking, and even more so, our daughter was lacking. And this pandemic has showed us and reminded us of the times that we are in, as we've heard so many people say. So we made the choice personally for us to not allow my daughter or our daughter to watch anything secular anymore, including books. And granted, she didn't do any watch anything crazy or out there, but I want to enforce to her and get across to her, as well as my husband and I, that we need to really give our hearts to Jesus. And if we're putting other things in our hearts, other type of cartoons and things like that, then there's not going to be any room for him. He asks for all of our heart. And if we're filling it with other things, then we can't truly give it all to him. So that was just a decision that we made as parents. And it was kind of rough at first, but it's easier now. And I think she's gotten used to the idea. If we're to be raising these children in preparation for eternity, then we need to start having the desires for eternity. And it's really complicated, especially for a child to have those desires and have those thoughts and those longings for heaven when there's so many other things that distract us.
I want to take a moment here to mention how much of a real struggle it is to make the decision that Jamie and her husband made in regards to what not to let their child read or watch. As she said, it's been hard. I remember I heard Kay Kuzma once say in an interview that if you don't want your children to watch certain things, then you don't watch those certain things. I myself have yet to come to grips with that because I love just about all things that start with a capital D and end in EY. I'm sure you know what I'm referring to. All right, now on to the second question. How has COVID-19 changed your gratitude towards things like your family, extended family, church family, going out, etc.?
I miss church. I miss the fellowship. And this pandemic has really made me miss and appreciate the small things and just the fact of getting up every Sabbath morning and putting your best clothes on and making your best efforts to look your best to go and worship our Savior. I miss that. And I miss the fellowship and seeing friends and just that time. And it's fine to worship God wherever you are. And we've been blessed by Sabbaths being at home because it's allowed us to get out in nature more and to spend them in a different way. But at the same time, I miss having a place to go to every Sabbath, and I miss that morning routine. It's something that definitely was taken for granted before, and there would be mornings where we would, you know, be rushed to get out, or maybe it was a rainy Sabbath morning, and it was like, okay, let's get up, let's get ready, let's get out of bed. But now I miss it, and I appreciate it so much, and I see the importance of surrounding yourself with like-minded people and having that blessing of going and seeing each other and singing together and hearing a sermon, a live sermon. Although the YouTube sermons have been a blessing, we've been enjoying many of the pastors that are able to live stream their sermons. But even things like singing hymnals as a congregation, I miss that. As far as family and friends, that was something that was taken for granted as well. You can't just go and pick up and you know, go visit someone. So, I think it's important to find the blessings and the learning points that we can take from this whole ordeal. And one of them is just appreciate the people around us more. And also, I think the fact that so many people are getting sick, you know, it seems like it's everyone knows. Nah, I shouldn't say everyone, but I personally know someone who lost a family member to COVID. And it teaches us how delicate life can be. And as simple as it is to catch the flu, you know, it's if the proper precautions aren't taken, this can be caught. And depending on your immune system and a few other factors, it can really make you really sick, and it's so easily spread that it really has you step back and think, you know, someone I know could get this and they can be affected, and it helps you to not be selfish and really think of others. I think that's a benefit that can be taken from this, even something as simple as, you know, hand washing, or, you know, we're not going to go visit that family member, even though we love them, we want to see them. We can't be selfish right now, and we need to think of their health and our health. But yeah, I look forward to being able to just get with all of my family together and have some time, whether it be, you know, just a gathering, just having them over on a Sunday and having that fellowship with my blood family along with my church family. Definitely, it's definitely something that I'm looking forward to letting happen again and having those moments.
I do have to agree that I miss the routine of a typical Sabbath. It's just different. Our routine is different. Aside from eating breakfast in the morning and having our morning worship, the rest of the day is different from what we are used to doing. We have still aimed to get out of pajamas and start Sabbath school and church on time, but these last couple of weeks have been difficult. It's really hard to sit an almost year and a half old in front of a computer screen with just a bunch of other people talking, or just one person talking at a time. So unless she's being actively engaged in something, you know, she's really not interested. And so if I or my husband try to watch or try to listen to the sermon, you know, she's wanting to play or doesn't want us to look at the screen or whatever the case may be. So we have been looking for other opportunities to spend more time outside. So just today we went for a nature walk, of course, keeping the social distancing rules and wearing face masks. So we have liked those opportunities that we have had to spend more time outside and to spend more time together. The idea of longing to gather with my family has really hit my heart. My grandmother just recently had an emergency visit to the hospital, and now I wish I could just go and see her, but I can't. And that has been a hard thing for me because we are trying to do the responsible thing and staying away from large groups of people. And to be honest, when in the last week or week and a half or so, I see these groups of people getting together or having parties or doing whatever they're doing, and it's like, I just want to go see my grandma, or I want to see my dad. Like, I haven't even been able to physically see many members of my family that I was used to seeing. Now we are going to hear from Victoria. Victoria and I have also been friends for close to a decade and have shared many special moments together. She is married to her husband Omar, and together they have two daughters. One is in college and the other is a toddler. I'm happy to have her share her responses as well. So here's Victoria.
Hello everyone, my name is Victoria. And first, I want to thank Marissa for inviting me onto her podcast. I'm going to share a little on how my parenting has been affected in this pandemic. I can say that it's actually going much better now. I remember the first week of the stay-home orders, and things just weren't too easy for my younger child. As soon as I told her that there is a virus, she actually stopped asking to go to the park. Now, I'm going to share some things that actually seems to be working to keep her happy. We've been building different things with foam, you know, the foam blocks, sorry. We sing, we pray, alphabet exercises, drawing, kitchen and garden fun. The list just goes on. And as we continue our devotions, we're telling Bible stories using felt and Play-Doh. Honestly, it takes a lot of energy, and as I'm seeing, all that I'm doing throughout the day is literally dedicating it to her. And so both of us are literally drained by the end of the day. And I'm not complaining at all. I just wanted to share what the days look like as far as my parenting. So overall, it has been a positive experience. I really take to heart the writings from Ellen White in regards to parenting children. And I say to myself often, okay, in my mind, I have to say it. I have to remind myself, train and discipline children first. And also not to get stressed with the household cares. And you know, it actually helps. And even now that the tasks seem heavier, to me, it's been a blessing to be at home with my children.
This downtime has enabled us to spend more time with our families. And me personally, it gives me more time in the study of God's word. And I've just been praying for direction. So in reply to your question, there are many ways to show gratitude at home. That is with more service and less complaints. You know, I'm grateful that God is keeping my husband safe and allowing him to keep his job. He mentioned to me last month that 40 people lost their positions. And there are even more heartbreaking news of people losing their lives. It's truly tragic and saddening. Now with schools being closed, I'm so grateful because my older daughter is at home. I'm also grateful for my younger daughter, who is quite active around the home, and she treasures every moment that's spent with her CC. Yes, that's how she calls her. Well, just to see the natural smiles on my girls' faces, it brings me so much joy to my heart. Now, I've been blessed with a number of extended family and friends from all over, and it seems like we miss each other's calls. And that's because of our busy lives. So we send each other thoughts, like little messages. And they're very understanding when they don't hear back from me right away and vice versa. So, but we do keep in contact. Also, our church is currently connecting. Our pastor is able to present a message of hope. And I want to take a minute to express deep sympathy to families that are suffering and or mourning over the death of a loved one. I know it's not going to be easy, but remember, Jesus died for you and he loves you. Keep your mind on happy memories. That's what's going to get you by. And may we remember to treasure each moment that we have with one another, as tomorrow is never promised.
Can you say thank you? Thank you. Okay. I was trying to get Emmeline to say thank you because she just did like a few seconds ago, but that's okay. Anyway, wow. Thank you, Victoria and Jamie, for the insight that you have given the listeners and also for taking the time to answer my questions. I know as moms, we all face busyness in maybe different ways, but nonetheless, we're busy. And so I know the listeners also appreciate the time you guys have taken to respond to these questions. So next episode, hopefully we will have two other moms answering the same questions and you will be able to hear their answers. And I'm looking forward to hearing from them and getting that episode rolling as well. So thank you again for listening. I hope you all are staying safe out there. And as my sister Victoria had said, remember that Jesus loves you. I know it's really hard to imagine that because of everything that we are going through as a country at the moment. Our faith is what helps a lot of us get through the tough times. So remember that and see you next time. Thanks.